Mary Beth.
My inner goal was to heal myself by April, but I really...
Of what?
My 5 autoimmune illnesses physically, and bipolar, I don't have to name them all, but I wanted to heal myself physically.
Okay.
And then my outer goal was to start a healing business. But that both of those are unrealistic.
Both of those what?
Are unrealistic after listening to you. How can I lose 50 pounds by April? I'm not going to do that. It's going to take more time than that.
You could do 50 pounds and it by April if that's what you really wanted to do. If you really wanted to do it, you could do it.
Yeah.
So it's
I procrastinate like crazy. And
I get it, but this is you know, you're setting a goal that you're only gonna pick a couple things. You don't want to be all over the place.
Right.
Okay.
Just had my gastric surgery. Hmm? I just had my gastric sleeve surgery.
Okay.
So, you know, I must.
So you're gonna start losing weight, even without trying.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see. Maybe you'll lose 50 pounds, but if you've already had the gastric surgery, then don't set a goal of losing weight because that'll be just happening automatically.
That's why okay. I figured my goals weren't going to work because they're going to happen automatically anyway.
Okay. So I would, did you have an external goal?
To start a healing business because I'm going to lose half my income by the time I'm 65.
Yeah.
I'll lose a disability check, so I need something to replace that or I'll lose my house.
Okay. So you will have to have healed something in your major for you to have a deliverable, you know,
business.
Really feel like, okay.
Yeah.
So
that's not realistic
so
by April.
My suggestion is that your inner goal is to accept all of your maladies and stop trying to heal them and go to the gym and work out.
Okay.
While you're losing weight. That's
okay.
Your external goal. So you're going to get stronger, leaner, and you're going to stop fighting with all of your illnesses. You're going to take your pills or do whatever you need to do,
yeah.
And you're going to do that. But if you get in better shape, a lot of those things are just going to go away.
My surgeon just told me absolutely strengthen your core, and physical exercise is
yeah.
more important than anything.
Yeah.
The next day I joined a gym and I hired a personal trainer.
Perfect.
Okay, good. So that's exactly you don't want to lose 50 pounds. You want to turn the weight you've got into muscle.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That's a really good external goal.
Okay.
Okay. And
external?
When you actually change your physical body, your
everything
energy
changed.
Level and your illnesses will fade. You could also, for that inner goal of accepting your illnesses, you can do all the stuff all the meditations we do in the school, the creative meditation,
yep.
the daily
and
meditation, where you're preparing your body to surprise you. So that's the key with the work that we do. It's not about, I'm going to say this and do that. I'm going to get rid of my this. It'll just disappear one day. It'll be like, where the hell did my bipolar go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, damn. You know, and that's all that happens. That's how healing works. Healing does not work by some linear method. You do the inner work, and just at some point, it just disappears. Things appear or disappear based
right.
on the energy level you get to.
Okay.
So you really need to get to that energy level where you aren't a victim and you aren't a problem and I don't have all these things that I have to heal. You're just doing healing work.
Right.
And then you realize that your clients come to you and they don't need you to heal anything, even though they're going to say they do. They need you to put them on a path that at some point what they were worried about before just disappears.
Okay.
And then you can model that for them.
Understood. I worked with Lisa for 2 years prior to coming to the school, and what she told me is, like, my family has disowned me. They think I'm crazy. They don't understand the multiple chemical sensitivity or anything. I will be a star for my family. I will guide them.
No, you won't. Stop.
No.
Every now and then, Mary Beth, you go crazy talk. Right?
Okay.
Let's just stick with what you can do. You can
okay.
live your parents. Remember the Byron Katie work?
Yep.
That's now you just stepped right into their business. You were right in your business for so long, and then all of a sudden you're like, woo, you go left. Okay,
yeah.
Stay with this.
Okay.
One thing.
Yep.
Okay? You're going to do the work we're doing in here, all these things. You're going to connect with your classmates and try to, you know, do as much with whatever they're doing as hang out with them. Okay? And you're going to do your work, and you stop worrying about your health. You're just going to live, and you're going to condition yourself at the gym and get personal training to get in much better shape.
Okay.
All right, those are the two things, easy.
All right.
Stop. Don't go any further. If you are
who's
healthier,
been wanting to do it for
happier,
you?
More energized, you will get along with your family a lot better. They will be like, wow, what did you have for breakfast? What's happening for you? And if they don't, it doesn't matter.
That's
their problem. You're on your own thing.
Yeah, because it's about you.
You have to
doing
stop
this
trying
you.
To heal. That's another broken thing in your life that you're trying to heal. Don't try to heal anything broken. It's just silly. Okay, what we're trying to do is we're trying to call forward the greatness in you. Okay, the greatness within you disintegrates problems. The problems within you just create more problems of fixing the problem than the problem of fixing that problem, the problem of fixing this problem, and you just create more and more problems in your life.
Okay.
Okay?
What's external?
That was it. The gym.
Well, then what's internal?
Internal is not going, you know, going after all these things, just doing the schoolwork.
Okay.
Hanging out with your friends.
Yep.
You know?
Getting healthy.
Right. Share long distance healings if you need them, or in person. You know, just enjoy.
Embrace a healthy lifestyle, or
that goes with the gym. That goes with the gym. I mean, that's, you know, she's going to eat better. They're going to. I'm sure they have your diet. When you have, you have a very specific diet. You can only do.
Well,
when
I'm on
you
liquid
have a,
now. I'm on liquid now for a month after the bariatric surgery, and then it's no sugar and no carbs.
Right, so she's already gone.
That's hard.
I mean, that's not
that's hard though. It's hard
yeah,
to do.
It's hard.
You know, I mean, I think it's going
to
take some.
The most important thing is you discipline your inner work, okay, and then do your out. If you just do those two things, and just stop trying to do anything else.
Okay.
Okay. Everything else, you'll just be pleasantly surprised if it goes away.
That'd
okay?
be awesome.
Right.
Totally.
That's
awesome.
All. So,
okay.
And this is really how healing works. If you want to be a healer, you have to understand this. Everybody thinks that it's going to be some technique, or I'm going to learn some tricky thing, or I mean, it's not. Healing is just basic common sense. Okay?
Thank you.
Good.